Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Craftsman days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit. Now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Yens, guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is May 23rd. It is
Friday.
Friday
is Hawaiian shirt day. So if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
After a long rain delay last night, the wheels fell off of the bullpen again. More late inning insurance runs seal the fate for the Pirates in this one last night, and they drop the opener against the Brewers. Let me take a little bit of the blame here. Obviously, a little like tongue in cheek here, but I wrote a series preview today on the Steel City Pirates for this series. SteelCityPirates.com. I mentioned how cold Christian Yelich was, and he comes out here and hits two home runs. So my bad. Sorry about that.
I'm bummed out. Yeah.
So anyway, Mike Burrow's season debut, 5 innings, 4 hits, 4 runs, couple walks, 3 strikeouts. The 4 runs in the first 2 innings, 3 in the first inning, seemed like a classic case of probably just, you know, maybe butterflies, whatever it is, you know, you're back in the bigs, and he's had, you know, a small cup of coffee and, you know, maybe a little nerves and all that stuff in the first inning. He seemed like he missed a lot of spots in the first inning, but even throughout the game, not a lot of swing and miss. I think he only had 1 whiff on the fastball. Changeup was good all the way through, 8 whiffs on the changeup. So it was really good. But without that fastball, I think there was 18 swings and he got 1 whiff on it or something like that. I had the page up a little bit earlier, but, you know, it's just one of those things where it feels like first inning jitters trying to get in the groove. And then, you know, had some base runners in the third and fourth, and then fifth inning was clean, and then that was the end of his day. So it felt like, you know, he settled in a little bit. He did all right as the game moved on, and, you know, we'll wait and see how it goes beyond this. It's going to be, you know, good for him to learn and do this, but unfortunate. Either way, it was the eighth inning. There was a run in the sixth, and then the eighth inning was 3 runs to really put this game away when it was 5-3, and it just felt like that was going to be it. And the Pirates did kind of battle back. They got 2 in the 9th, which obviously is notable because it ends that streak that we've been talking about. So there you have it. I'm just going to say that it's been a really long day for me. I was up really early, had a conference, work-related conference today, was gone most of the day, came back into town, went out to eat, got home late. Late for, you know, usual. I am absolutely exhausted. So forgive me, but essentially we're going to cover a couple more things and then get the heck out of here. It's Friday. Enjoy your Friday.
Friday.
And let's talk a little bit about Brian Reynolds. We've been talking about maybe the possibility of him starting to come out of this. He's 2 for 3 in this game with a walk and a hit by pitch, His two hits were doubles, including a double in the ninth to score Cruz to put McCutchen on third and him on second. That enabled them to get that fifth run, setting up second and third. Obviously, would have liked to see six or, you know, more. But either way, it's good to see Reynolds with a couple doubles. The guy who knocked in the fifth run, maybe fittingly, right? Maybe fittingly so, Spencer Horwitz hit his first Pirate home run in last night's game, and he's the one that grounded out in the ninth to score the fifth run of the game, which obviously is notable. But I also, let me say this first. I've been impressed with Horwitz so far. I've liked what I've seen. I don't know if I said this yesterday, but I've liked what I've seen. He's looked pretty good. Obviously, the first home run, you want to see that kind of a thing. You want to see the power a little bit. You want to see the slug. 2 for 5 today, a couple RBIs, 1 strikeout, but nice to see it. Nice to see it. Now, the fifth run. The streak is over. They scored the fifth run, and personally, I'd rather score 3 runs and win. I just don't care about this thing. I talked about it on yesterday's show. If you did not get to listen to yesterday's show, go back and listen to it, because this streak was kind of stupid from the onset. Like, 4 runs is good. So I don't know why we're even counting 4 runs. The streak is kind of stupid. 4 runs is an acceptable amount of runs in a baseball game in Major League Baseball. You're going to win more games than you lose when you score 4. Obviously going to have games like this where the other team scores 8 and 5 doesn't even get the job done. But the point is who cares? Now, the Pirates lost a lot of those games, so obviously it matters. Obviously it wasn't a good streak. I'm not trying to downplay that. Matter of fact, we barely scored 4 runs during the streak anyway. So the thing is that I felt like adding in that fourth run. Now, all you got to do is add in a fifth run now, and it's 27 games. That's all you have to do, because the last time we scored more than 4 runs, we had 9 runs. So just keep tacking it on. Why don't we keep the streak going? It's 27 straight games of 5 runs or less. This team stinks. Is that how you play this game? Is that how you set narratives? Is that what you guys do? Because that's what it sounds like. I'm glad it's over, but I'd rather them win the baseball game and score 3 runs. I just think this is all stupid. I don't know. Maybe I'm venting. Maybe I'm just super tired and just want to go to bed. But either way, I just think this whole thing was overplayed. I'm glad it's over so we can stop talking about it. I don't want to see national media with all capital letters saying, I can't believe they scored 5 runs. Like, it's tired and it's stupid.
I'm bummed out.
Pirates lost. That's what really matters here. They lost the game. Yeah. Wins and losses, they each night, you only count one either way. They get 1 loss tonight. Whatever. Let's play some music and get out of here. Honestly, I'm absolutely exhausted. Friday. Happy Friday, guys.
Is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
If you want to, go ahead. And
so.
Wear a Hawaiian shirt.
Enjoy your Friday. Paul Skeens goes on the mound tonight. It's going to be a great pitching matchup tonight. Maybe we'll see a 2-1 game. Maybe we are on the winning side of it, and it's better than scoring 5 runs. I don't know. Enjoy your day.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.